The Art of Living is a series of weekly workshops, as we mentioned. It's at the Inner Space Meditation Centre. I'll have to find out from the ladies here who are joining me now in the studio exactly where that is on King's Parade. In the studio with me this morning, Joanna Goga. Hopefully I've pronounced that correctly. And Sarah Fitzgerald. I think that's probably pronounced correctly as well, a local girl. They joined me in the studio this morning. The first of these workshops has taken place already. It was on Monday evening. How did it go?
Actually, it was a very, very nice, enjoyable atmosphere. A good audience. We had very interesting subjects that we were looking at, art of keeping healthy. And I can tell you a little example that we were discussing. We were saying that in some societies, in some cultures, as we grow older, we expect to develop certain illnesses or certain conditions. When I'm 40, I would expect to get some arthritis or some headaches or some stomach problems. But there are cultures where the older they are getting, they expect to become fitter and healthier. So if they have a difficult task to do, they would give it to the oldest person in the community.
They say that sometimes, Joanna, about Southern Europeans. Maybe it's their diet, maybe it's sunshine, maybe it's their relaxed way of life, the fact that they sometimes have a siesta in the hot weather. The Italians particularly, they say they sort of live long and prosper. There are many elders in Italian families that are the great-grandparents or even great-great that are alive today. Maybe it's something to do with the climate. Maybe it's something to do with the diet. Maybe you think it's more than that. Is it sort of mind over body, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. It's something that they share in the community. Maybe the idea that the older we get, the more experienced we get. And the belief that we have that we can keep healthy and we can stay healthy, that will definitely influence the body.
We can get older and wiser, and as we mature, I guess. Sometimes they always say that when people get over about 55, 60 years old, they don't really care too much anybody else thinks about them after a while. They're still obviously very self-aware, but not like you were when you're a teenager. Does it really matter anymore how you look, as long as you feel good about yourself, I suppose. That's what it's all about, it's kind of inner core strength in the world. But you have various arts of speaking, the art of using time, the art of using money wisely, the art of thinking. Yourselves, the pair of you, Sarah, are you also actually conducting one of these workshops?
Yes, it's art of speaking, something that I'm attracted to develop further. In fact, my background is in design, and so art and design is very much a part of my interest. But then I changed to language teaching, and actually I find teaching is more creative and requires more skills in one sense. And art of speaking is obviously related to the job, but there's something much deeper that we need to look at if we want to sort of really develop ourselves.
I think I would have enjoyed being a teacher myself, but as it was, I went off in a career in engineering and in broadcast presentation, as you realise now. What made you choose going to languages? Languages for students where English isn't their first language. That's what you teach, isn't it, Sarah?
Yes, that's right. Well, actually, I was attracted to travel, and in order to stay out of the UK for longer, practically speaking, it's good to start teaching English as foreign language. So that, to be honest, was a motivation. But what I found is something immensely enjoyable. I mean, I have to say that I wasn't massively confident when I started, but whilst doing the job, I developed the skill, and this is a huge thing about anything, any art. You do need to practice, but it helps if you have someone to guide you with experience. And everyone has great potential that, I didn't know that I was able to do this until I sort of pushed myself. So something we can all learn. But with speaking, what takes a great deal of courage, I think, and also to listen to yourself. I tell students a lot, if you listen to yourself, you can improve. But when I realized myself, if I listen to a recording, I also, it can be a little bit confrontational. So we do need some courage.
Well, I think you don't need any courage. You sound very vibrant, actually, Sarah. And if you get a copy of this recording, you'll realise actually how good you sound on the radio this morning. So you now teach larger groups, and obviously, you know, because you've become, through the journey of life, the conveyor belt of life, you found your penchant, which is teaching. You don't probably think about nerves anymore, standing up with a larger group of people and being an orator.
Well, what is interesting, say, with teaching is, especially when you're speaking to a group of people from different cultures, everyone is there has different motivations and different intentions. And so the more you can step out of your own, in a sense, it's not about you, you're facilitating their space. And also as a teacher, you have a plan, you have some direction, but you also have to have flexibility. So the more you can stand back from yourself, be observant of yourself, you're more likely to be able to respond to their needs, and they're usually quite numerous if you've got 14 in a class from different countries.
So confidence building, that's one thing we've already broached upon. And these art of topics, the workshops, the art of the series workshops of the art of living, are they really for people that perhaps are lacking some confidence? Is it to try to help people reach out to other people, to open people up, open the confidence levels, building those, bringing them up to a new level?
I think everyone has a huge well of potential that perhaps we're not aware of. And often if we want to improve quality of life, we think to look outside, we think to look in material sense, which is fine, which is nice. But the thing is that wealth can come from within, and we all have sort of this ability. But sometimes we need a little direction, a little help, and also, as we said, practice. But encouragement. And so in different areas, where it be writing, interaction, learning, enjoying work, it's like transforming the everyday, in a sense, to make it sort of a more elevated experience.
One of those 16 weeks is, I'm particularly drawn to, the art of making people smile. Well, you could do that by saying, I don't know, you love them, you think something they did was pretty good, you praise them, that often makes people smile. Yeah, I don't know. There's many ways you can do that. Tell them a joke, I suppose, but it isn't actually a comedy night, is it, particularly? I mean, how do you go about the art of making people smile? What without obviously giving too much away, because you want people to come along to the workshop. But give us a little tease, ladies, of how you're going to go about that.
I think everything you said, it was perfect. And maybe I would add to that, helping people just to see what they already have inside. So when they see their own specialities and uniqueness and what is good about them and what is beautiful about them, the smile comes from inside. So you don't actually have to do much anymore. You're just smiling together, in a sense.
There's something positive, a seed that's there in everybody, I guess, that you just have to somehow... get it to franchise out, just to lots of enrapturing going on to actually bring people out of themselves, I suppose, sometimes. Positivity is probably one way of describing it. A good word.
Yeah, and I think transforming difficult situations sometimes, because often we find situations when we're at work where there is stress and interactions can be tense. But somehow, if we're able to stand back, as we say, something where we have an inner aim to maintain our peace, to see the good in others, and someone might come and they're having a bad day and they say something to you, which you may internally, you see, you take offence or something, you know, maybe you don't have to react to it. So art of responding, not reacting, I think you're a step closer to lightening the atmosphere. And also you learn yourself, you have a lot of inner resource, and it helps them to lighten up too, because they may see, this is something to do with me, and they might not they might take a lesson for themselves.
Still to come, one of the weeks is the art of using time and money wisely. I wouldn't imagine you brought in a financial expert to do this. A lot of it, I'd imagine, is common sense. Do you actually get someone from the world of finance to come along to actually talk with some qualification? Ioana, is it you that would do that?
Actually, no. I think one of us will talk about that. We're not going to take that route that you suggested. It is probably more inspired by our own practice of meditation. and that it's also happening in a community. So when you have the aim to create a peaceful and united community, then in a sense, time and money all of a sudden become extremely precious, but also you can see how you can use them for the well-being of everyone. So maybe this angle on the subject.
The workshop events are taking place at the Inner Space Meditation Centre in the heart of Cambridge on the wonderful King's Parade. It's not somewhere I've been before. It's at a large facility. Is it tucked away? There are some nice little sort of alleyways off King's Parade opposite King's College. Whereabouts exactly are you centred on King's Parade?
You might be familiar with Nomads, the shop which sells things from Asia. That has more presence on the street, and we're next door. And we've been there 14 years, but often we find people come in and say, how long have you been here? And they're shocked because somehow we're quite incognito. So
a few people now will be aware of you. Hopefully you get less lack of awareness questions now at the Inner Space Meditation Centre. You can find in Nomads on King's Parade. So you meditate quite regularly, I suppose, ladies. You spend part of your day doing that. That sort of be part of your daily routine in the morning or in the evening?
Yes, absolutely, yes. It is part of our daily routine. We start in the morning with from 10 minutes up to 1 hour, it depends on the day. And then we continue during the day and lunchtime and evening. But more than having some special time when we do that, it's more a way of living and a way of being.
You're a busy girl because you're a software development engineer. You audit and check software. So that's a pretty intense job. So you find, obviously, it's just nice to be able to sort of, if you like, switch off in a certain certain way in life, which makes you feel better. But maybe she'll do that sometimes, get off the rat race and spend a little bit of time just contemplating and just reflecting and full of positive thinking as well. So you came together, I guess, through members of the Inner Space Meditation Centre, which presumably allowed you to conceive the idea of these workshops. Whose idea was it? Is it something you've done before?
It's very interesting. Often ideas seem to come as a bit of a collective, but we're very attracted to making things practical, because I know myself, I was attracted to meditation about 5-6 years ago. But previous to that, I thought it was very strange. I mean, it's not something that I was brought up with as a concept. So I think to reach people now, it's become more widely known. But I think having seen how it works in everyday life, what does it actually look like in these different areas of life that we can all relate to, and then we see, there may be something useful here, that there's something we can develop in inside, as well as looking to make the outside world improved. So, you know, it's a bridge. So I think maybe Joanna was a facilitator, but the idea was coming from different angles, yeah. Collective.
So 16 different workshops, somebody different heading up each Monday with the workshop, somebody different will be looking after each workshop. So you're both taking turns, and 14 other people?
Yes, well, we have an international group of people that visit Cambridge because people enjoy, and also the organisation behind Inner Space Initiative, Brahma Kumaris. So we have guests from different continents, so, and also from the country. And so with their specialities, they will also be invited to participate, and we're also learning as well, so
Inner Space has much more of a reach outside Cambridge. It's a national or international organisation.
Yes, well, the organisation is an initiative of the Brahma Kumaris. So we have Inner Spaces in Covent Garden, Oxford, Wembley, and I think also in Glasgow and Manchester. So, and then also different parts of the world. We're also connected to different centres. So we draw on that as a resource.
Well, I hope you get lots of people along, just to let people know the sort of main details of the event. Is there a fee to come along to the workshops at all?
No, free of charge.
Free of charge,
yes.
So 15 more weeks,
yes.
And people would be welcome every week. It's for people who want to switch off, really, isn't it? To find their inner peace. That's, you know, if they want to find a way of just relaxing.
Yeah, and there's also, I think we're motivated by excellence without realising it. So art is sort of bringing a feeling of mastery and freedom. So it is definitely those who just want to sort of see a different perspective, different way of doing things, but also, is there some way I can live my life and have greater fulfilment, but I don't have to change my job, for example. So maybe people have different motivations and they're all welcome.
Come along and find out more. There's a different theme every week in The Art of Living, including The Art of Speaking as well, which is a really, really good one. You've demonstrated that very well this morning, ladies, I have to say. Thank you both, Ioana, and to Sarah. Sarah Fitzgerald with us this morning, and Ioana Goga as well, who are some of the people who are implementing these workshops. You can go along to King's Parade. What time do they start?
7 p.m. On Monday, so 1 hour, 7 to 8.
Every Monday for the next 15 weeks at the Inner Space Meditation Centre. Mm-hmm. Thank you both for coming along. I hope you get lots of people joining in with you.
Thank you very much.
Like
a very positive thing to be doing. Thank you for joining us this morning.